here in Segovia, Spain. I'm in the Carmelite Church, and right behind me, above the altar, you can see the tomb of St. John of the Cross, one of the great saints in our church, a doctor of the church. With me is Father Steve Gruno, who is the assistant director of Word on Fire, and also someone who has specialized in the life and work of St. John of the Cross. I know for both of us it was a very moving experience to be here and to pray. I'd like to ask Father Steve, if there's one great lesson that John of the Cross would teach us today, what would it be?
I think he'd take us back to the Gospels and the letters of Paul, and he would tell us that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. And that's the key to the Christian spiritual life, is understanding what that truth means and finding the path towards it. And John of the Cross would teach us that there are aspects of the self born of our egos that we must become detached from in order to truly appreciate what God has accomplished for us in Jesus Christ.
So the Christocentrism of John of the Cross. Why is he John of the Cross? What did the cross mean to him? Why did he take that as his title?
Because it was in the imitation of the totality of Christ's offering to the Father that you truly became holy. So you had to take upon yourself that cross that is given to us all in Jesus Christ.
Which of his books would you recommend someone reading if they were just starting off to understand him? Which book would you start with?
I would recommend that people begin with his poetry. And in an appreciation of his poetry, you can see the divine-human relationship. And then not move into his spiritual writings until you have an appreciation for his poems.
He's one of the great writers in the Spanish language, period. Not just religious writers, but one of the great literary figures. As you look up at this kind of gilded tomb, what do you think he would make of his own tomb?
I think he would note the paradox of it, of someone who lived a life of utter simplicity and detachment from worldly things, that in death he's enshrined in worldly glory. So he would probably laugh, and he would appreciate the kind of divine joke in that.
And wouldn't he get the fact, too, that we know, from our perspective, can gild his tomb and we can honor him this way now that he's a saint in heaven, even though during his own lifetime he would have lived, as you say, in great simplicity and poverty. And
the tomb does not represent his life. It represents his heavenly identity as a saint.
Yeah.
So it's a symbolic display of his identity as a citizen of heaven. So it's a foreshadowing for us what sanctity holds for us, but not in this world. As of this worldly reality, we'd probably say it's quite crass. But if we look beyond it to its symbolic meaning, we can see a glimpse of heaven.
Well, good. Thank you. And please, all of you, pray for us as we continue our journey through Spain and France, filming for the Catholicism Project. At the heart of this is prayer, really. As we enter more deeply into the mystery of the Church and into Christ, we're drawn into intimacy with the Lord, which is what St. John of the Cross really was all about. So we'll keep praying for you and pray for us. And God bless you.